It's a review extra, which is where we watch a different game over the course of the weekend, separate to Liverpool, but give it a similar sort of treatment. And what we're going to do is we're going to deal with Aston Villa versus Brighton. First and foremost, it looked like an interesting fixture anyway over the course of the weekend. But secondly, and perhaps crucially, in a way, Liverpool's next opponents are Brighton, so it helps to have a little look at them as well. We've all watched the game. It's Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers. I'm Neil Atkinson, and we'll work our way through it. And the first point to start with, Dan Morgan, is to do with approaches. That's what we normally do. It seems to me as though it's the Brighton manager is a man who I think likes a big call, and makes a big call with what some people would view as perhaps alarming regularity. But the flip side is you're able to look at his results. You look at his track record and you can say, you know, he's doing well. He's been alternating the goalkeepers. He's got a bit of fluidity in terms of who plays at centre-back alongside Dunk. He does different things in attack, uses different forward options at different times. But in this one, he makes a very big move, which is to give a debut to a centre midfielder called Jack Hinshelwood. That's his big move. What did you think of his overall approach to Zerbi?
Yeah, he's been a pain to Zerbi this season, hasn't he, to sort of make everyone aware of his own job and the difficulty of his own job, and the manner in which he has to keep a squad that's not used to in any form playing European football or playing every three days, used to European football and playing every 3 days. So yeah, there's that I think is from his sort of his off-pitch management, you know, his sort of approach to managing expectation, I guess. Expectation around supporters, expectation around media, and also expectation of when something like this happens, which I'm sure he's had in the back of his mind, could be a thing. And it won't just, you know, we've seen throughout the league, haven't we? It's not just subject to Brighton results like this. When we look at the XG, which I'm sure we'll come to, it's a lot closer than the actual scoreline suggests. And these results where games get away from teams, good teams, they're becoming less and less uncommon. So I think for him, I think he'll be, in the main, I think he's got tons to take from it. I actually think, and again, we'll probably come to it, but I think the two centre midfielders at Brighton come out of it with a lot of credit. And I don't think their job's easy at all. Hinshelwood has played 106 minutes of football last season before this start. And I think that is an incredibly tough ask. He's got a couple of injuries to Zerbi, but they're quite significant. In Gross and Milner, there's no Lallana for this one either, which makes you wonder.